So a couple of questions from those that were submitted. I talked some about awareness the other day, awareness of object, awareness of awareness, and yet there's still some questions, so maybe some new words will support. The mind to see things in a new way. So one question. My experience since yesterday has been that awareness for me seems like it's single-threaded, switching between object and awareness itself. Be great if you could talk more about this. So I have talked about that possibility of awareness, or what, that both things happen together, that there's the awareness and the object. They're happening both, but that sometimes the attention or the curiosity is more about the object, and sometimes it's more about the experience of awareness, the quality of being aware, or sometimes the qualities of mind that are kind of infusing that awareness. So love or compassion or interest, those qualities that may be connected with awareness. And in my experience too, early on particularly, it did feel kind of like the awareness was either with the object or with the awareness. It had that kind of sense of going back and forth. And at one point, Sayadaw just simply said to me, just notice when it switches, just notice that. You don't have to make it be one way or the other. Just notice when awareness is aware of objects, when it's aware of awareness. And that kind of, I don't think he said this to me, but it kind of spurred the interest or the curiosity of what are the conditions? Why does the mind sometimes look at objects and sometimes look at awareness? So that became a kind of a curiosity, that exploration of aware of awareness, aware of objects, and that sense of it kind of being going back and forth. But I also mentioned the other day the kind of the recognition of another experience. And, you know, these are just my experiences. And there seem to be some flavors of these that are relevant for discussion. But I can't say that this is going to be the only ways that we recognize awareness. So, you know, what I really want to encourage is curiosity and being curious about how awareness is working. Without any ideas that there is a way that awareness works, or that I've seen three ways that awareness works and that must be it, but just be curious. Any ideas we have about observing experience, about, well, this is the way awareness works, and that can then obscure, that idea can then obscure or prevent us from seeing other ways that awareness might work. And so kind of a relaxation really supports this practice. Relaxation and just curiosity. How is awareness working? What's here? How is this experience being shaped? But in any case, I did recognize there's also a kind of an experience or a sense of awareness and object kind of being really clearly known together. That there's kind of the recognition of the closer to what, you know, Carol might have called the 360 degree awareness. clearly aware of the object, clearly aware of the awareness, aware of what was infusing awareness, aware of the meaning of the objects, aware of how that meaning affected the mind. This was just like, it was like complete. Felt very, very, connected with what was happening at many different levels simultaneously. Understanding it all as processes at work, empty phenomenon, and yet at the same time understanding the content, understanding how that content affects us, understanding the meaning of that content. That word came up in our one of our practice meetings the other day, and it's a good way to frame in sometimes the recognizing the content and how the content affects us, like the meaning. What's the meaning that's connected with that content, and how does that meaning resonate? So that experience didn't feel like it was just aware of object or just aware of awareness. It felt very, very infused. The entire experience felt very infused with understanding, and it had a different quality than, oh, I'm aware of awareness, I'm aware of object. It had just a different quality to it. So, what I can say is that sometimes just speaking about these things may help the mind to shake up its ideas about how things work, so that the mind is more able to not have those perspectives or views influence how we are receiving or how we are taking in what's happening for us. The questions of like, what is this? What's here? Maybe even sometimes like, what else is going on? You know, that anything else happening I'm not seeing? Anything, what's not being seen right now? That maybe can sometimes get through some of those filters that the way that mental formations kind of are a sieve through which certain things become into consciousness and other things don't come into consciousness. Just that recognition of show, you know, what else is happening? What is not being seen right now might kind of shake up that sieve a little bit so that the mind can see something new. Very often when we're orienting towards looking at experience, we are looking for from our, a particular perspective that we're familiar with. And so, you know, this whole notion not conceiving or holding views lightly, if we can't like abandon them, and we often can't abandon them. We can't just say view go away, but becoming aware of a view, it might allow us to not be using that view unconsciously, not having that view keep us from seeing something. Another thing I find useful in seeing things unfamiliar, meeting new experience, meeting something never before seen. Relaxation, relaxation. When the mind is engaged in looking or trying, even trying to be aware, at a certain point, the activity of effort, am I aware? What's here? Is you know, that activity of mind is pretty it's at a certain level. It keeps the mind at a certain kind of level. It takes energy. And so when the mind is engaged in that, and that's where we begin. I'm not saying it's a problem, but there's a certain point at which if we're doing that, when there is a momentum of mindfulness, it's like the very activity of doing that is not allowing the momentum of mindfulness to simply meet what's here. It's like the activity of doing is more obvious, or it's kind of a grosser function in the mind. And so while that's happening, we can see a certain level of things. But then as the mind settles and there's not the need for that activity of doing, the mind can see subtler things, can connect with subtler experience. And so the very activity of trying to look for something, trying to find something or see something, may obscure what is actually happening. So this is really pointing us back to the relax and receive, just what's here, just what's. And the more momentum in the mindfulness, the more that continuity of mindfulness can just reveal things that we are not familiar with. And so some of these different perspectives on awareness might be seen that way. So just relax, relax, and just allowing awareness to meet as it is meeting experience. The process of mindfulness knows how to meet all kinds of experiences. When we're involved in the doing of that meeting, our ideas about what mindfulness can meet and how it meets it may get in the way of seeing that mindfulness meet experience, different kinds of experience. So it's time to stop again.